Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10.
On 2FM.
If I were to say to you, Chris,
yeah,
who is the one person on this earth that you would like to meet?
Okay.
In, it doesn't matter what realm of life it is.
Sure.
Whether it be sport, acting, you know, whether it be business, whether it be somebody you're interested in the art world.
Sure.
I know you're interested in anyone in the art world, but you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Who would it be?
Okay. Let me see. That's a tough question, but it would probably be someone like, I don't know, like, I mean, not to sound cliched, it would either be Kurt Cobain or like Eminem,
okay,
you know, someone
dead.
Like that.
Somebody
you
alive.
Know? Okay, Eminem. Sure, okay, sure. Cool. I mean, Eminem's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've never met him, so him.
Right.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
If you were to come into me and say, Kira, you're not going to believe this, but I met Eminem over the weekend, I would literally be high-fiving you. I'd probably even give you a little hug. I'd be like, Chris, that's awesome.
Sure.
You know?
Sure, of course.
A dream of yours would have come true.
I guess, yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And let's face it, in life, not many dreams come true, okay?
Look, none of them really come true.
You know,
let's
none of them really,
no,
really come
they
true.
They don't. I mean, you're lied to.
That magazines and books tell you that, hey, if you believe enough, dreams can come true.
Yeah.
All right.
But look, let's be realistic. They're lying.
Yeah, they're lying.
And okay. Not everyone is beautiful and life doesn't work out. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the reality.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm in a car on Saturday morning. I'm with my lovely cousin, Kate. Hi, Kate. How are you? And the two of us were having a chat. And Kate said to me, Kira, if you could meet anybody in this world, who would it be? And I honestly answered her and I said, I've got two people that come to mind straight away. And one is Paul O'Connell and the other is Roger Federer. Now, that's fair enough because I'm always banging on about Paul O'Connell and Roger Federer, okay?
Sure.
It's the truth, Chris. I am.
Yeah, of course.
And she said, well, God, the chance of you meeting Roger Federer, you know, kind of, Kira, that's pretty, that's an out there kind
that's
of dream,
slim.
You know?
Yeah.
And she's like, Paul O'Connell, maybe, like, because, you know, he lives in Ireland and, you know, he's Irish and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, I said, but, you know, I thought that maybe I could meet him, you know, having worked in RTE, that I might bump into him in the corridor somewhere or something like that.
Sure. That's actually a legitimate thing.
Yeah,
that
and
might
I kind of said, well, there's absolutely no way it's going to happen because I kind of figured it would have happened by now.
Yeah, I'd never say never.
You know.
Yeah. But okay, fair enough. So you said Roger Federer or Paul O'Connell.
I legit said that. Okay?
As she says, Paul O'Connell is kind of like probably in the Eminem sphere, if you get me,
yeah.
as in terms of bigness. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So later on that evening, we were in a certain establishment and I was at a hen, actually.
Okay.
And my cousin Karen, how's it going, Karen? How are you? And I was chatting away to my cousin Kate, who I'd had the conversation with. And the next thing I look up and do you know who I'm looking at?
I have no idea.
Chris, I'm looking at Paul O'Connell.
Okay.
And I can't believe it because I'd literally had the conversation, you know, earlier on with my cousin to say, oh God, if I were to meet anyone now, probably Paul O'Connell.
Sure.
So I'm like, right. And of course, me being me is like, oh God, I'm not going to go near him. I don't want to disturb him. I'm not that sort of person.
So like, was he across, hold on, let me set the scene now here. Was he across the room?
He was across the room.
Okay, so like, this was, I take it, a room with a good few people in it.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he wouldn't have really known you were looking at him.
No.
Okay.
Well,
and how far away is he from you when you first see him?
Oh, God, I don't know. A couple of arm's lengths.
Okay, so a few feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
So, I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave it, you know, whatever. And my cousin Kate's like, no, what you said this morning, she was like, you have the potential now to actually meet him. And I was like, oh, right, okay.
It's a sign.
I'm going to do
it.
It was a sign.
Yeah.
So, I approached him and I said, look, I said, and I can't believe that he's there and that he's standing there and that I'm looking at him and like we're breathing the same air and we're in the exact same space.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to him, look, I said, you can tell me to piss off if you want, but look.
You didn't say that, did you?
I did, yeah.
You said piss off.
Yeah, I did.
That's very vulgar.
I'm very nervous, Chris.
That's very vulgar, though, you'll agree.
I was very nervous.
You know what I mean,
vulgar.
Though?
That, like, I could have said worse.
No, it's pissed to someone you've never met is a little vulgar.
Maybe it was.
It's
Don't
vulgar.
Ruin this
It's
for
a
me.
Little vulgar.
Don't, okay, that was the last thing I was thinking. Would
a
you just
rough.
Let me tell? You just let me tell my story, Chris.
Sure. So but I'm also interested in the story, so
I said,
forgive
look,
me.
I said, would you mind? Is there any chance of getting a photograph or whatever? And he went, yeah, of course. He said, no problem at all. And I'm going, oh my God almighty. So my cousin Kate takes out her phone and she takes a photo and he puts his, you know, arm around my shoulders kind of type thing. And I said, thanks May. And I said, congrats on winning the championship. I shook his hand. And then I got nervous and I said, hey, do you know Damien O'Mara?
You didn't.
I did.
Damien O'Mara from 2FM.
No, wow, from RT Sport, in fairness. And obviously, Damien would work, obviously, with a lot of in the rugby circles and stuff like that, and would have kind of met
him
on previous.
Damien O'Mara.
And he did. He goes, yeah, I do. And then I just walked off. But Chris, that's not the point. Okay, I met him. I got a photo. Actually, if you want to check out my photo, go onto my Twitter, @IamKiraKing. I drunkenly put up the photo at around 1 o'clock in the morning, and I wrote like the corniest line beside it.
What did you write?
Like, hey, you know when dreams come true.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. And then I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh, my God. But Chris, basically, what I'm trying to say to you is it was one of the most unbelievable moments in my life to actually have said something and then for it to come true.
Yeah.
And not only that, but you don't, it's Paul O'Connell, Chris.
No, I get that.
He's been playing rugby for years. He's an incredible ambassador for Limerick. He's an amazing ambassador for Ireland in general. And then when you finally get to meet someone that you've been talking about for so many years, it is absolutely brilliant, right? But it wasn't only that though, because honestly, to me, it felt like I was meeting like Brian Boru and Michael Collins in one. That's how Irish this man is.
Okay.
And like when he put his arm around my shoulder, do you know what I said? Do you know what I said in my head?
Did you say piss or something vulgar? What did you say?
I didn't.
What did you say?
In my head, I was like, I can win the VHI mini marathon.
Oh God.
That is how powerful.
His sporting kind of aura was, and it just, it exuded into you. His energies.
He's a winner.
I get you.
He's like the high chief of Ireland.
So he's motivated you.
There's nobody more Irish in this country than Paul O'Connell. He is a leader and he is a winner.
Okay.
He's also a really, really, really lovely person.
Okay.
It just kind of emulated from him, you know? And I swear to God, my life has changed.
So.
No, I get out of bed with the spring in my step now.
So let me get this straight.
I am seeing the world in a completely different way.
You bothered Paul O'Connell.
I stood by the sea today and I just looked out and then I just kind of laughed at myself and I said to myself, Kira, you met Paul O'Connell over the weekend.
But like, how long did you talk to him for?
Literally 2 seconds, but that's not the point.
So you spoke to him for 2 seconds. Basically, you bothered him in a pub and you got a picture with him.
No, I didn't bother him. I genuinely didn't bother him because, Chris, come on, in fairness now, I'd be very polite like that.
Well, you went over it, you used the word piss, then you said, no, do you know Damien O'Mara?
Can you stop focusing in on that? Can you please stop focusing in on that?
Well, that's all that happened. That's the occurrence.
No, that's not what happened, Chris. A dream came true.
No, I know, but I'm just giving you the facts. You went over, you used the word piss in the first sentence you ever spoke to him.
Don't, you're ruining this.
Then
me.
You said,
you're ruining this.
Have you ever met Damien O'Mara from 2F or from RTE Sport? The A-list celebrity Damien O'Mara. He was probably like, this really weird girl came up to me.
No.
Asked me if I knew Damien O'Mara.
Chris, and I know that I can be weird at times.
And then said piss.
But honestly.
You have to... admit though.
No, but do you know what this means though?
What?
Do you know what this means?
Nothing.
I came out.
It doesn't mean anything.
And I said on Saturday morning,
it means nothing.
I'd love to meet Paul O'Connell and Roger Federer. Hey Chris, one down, one to go.
Okay. So what happened was you went up to Paul O'Connell, you said, hello Paul O'Connell. He went, hi. And then you took a picture and then you went, okay, bye. And he went, okay. And that was it.
That wasn't it at all. That was, you weren't there. You weren't there.
In total.
No, you don't appreciate. I wasted this story on you.
No, you didn't waste it on me. That's cool.
You,
that's moderately cool. If that was
moderately cool.
If 10,
what is wrong with you?
If 10 was winning the lotto, right, and 1 was, I don't know, being, you know, kicked in the shins, that story was a 5.
It was an 11.
Kira bothers Paul O'Connell over the weekend.
Chris, in the 1 month, I've met Oscar-winning actress Julie Andrews and Paul O'Connell.
Yep.
Chris, since I've known you, all I've done, well, on a lot of occasions, is I've talked about Paul O'Connell.
Yeah. And Roger Federer.
And Roger Federer, yeah.
And, yeah, I agree. No, it's cool. I'm not saying it isn't. Like, I don't think it's life-changing.
It's like the wallpaper on my phone. And then I rang my mum at 1 o'clock in the morning. And she answered straight away. And she was like, oh my God, Kira, are you okay? And
wow,
I was like...
Wow, you ring her at like 1 in the morning and I said, like, obviously she thinks something's wrong.
Yeah, obviously.
And then I was like... To tell her this story.
Yeah, and she loved it.
Wow.
Yeah, she couldn't believe it either. And then she rang me today and I'm actually the screensaver on the computer at home. The photo of me and Paul O'Connell.
You and him.
Yep.
Wow, I had no idea this story meant that much to you.
Yeah.
Because you texted me this photo at like 1 a.m. or something. I look at the phone, I'm like, oh, Kira, what is... And I'm like, oh, okay, there's Kira and... Oh, what's your man's name? The rugby guy. Oh, yeah, Paul O'Connell. Cool. I'll go for Kira. He must be out somewhere. And that was it. Wow, I had no idea that it had had this much... By the way, as well...
But that surprises me because you of all people should know.
No, it's a cool story.
Thank you.
Like, it's...
That's all I was looking for.
No,
I wasn't
it's a fine story.
I wasn't looking for you to poke holes in it, like...
T, we're looking to him to poke holes in you.
No, ha? I wasn't. No, ha? I wasn't. No, I knew you'd turn it into something
no,
sexual.
No, it's not sexual.
It's not sexual. Then no. Stop making it sexual.
You're the one who said piss to him. Which is weird. Which is vulgar and rude.
I said, no, it was not meant to be vulgar and rude.
But it was.
It was like, look, I said you can tell me to piss off if you want.
Yeah, he probably thinks you're very rough now. Using language like that in the first sentence that you ever say to him. No, look, that was a cool story. By the way, as well, I'm not just saying this. Kira has literally been writhing around in her seat. Like, you know when a kid is about 4 and can't sit still, they're so excited? That's honestly what Kira has been like telling this story. But like, it's amazing to watch.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I know it's going to sound really stupid because it's just a person, right?
Kira's not putting this on, by the way.
No, I'm not. It might be just a person to, I don't know, maybe 1% of the population. But... to me, it signified so much more. It was like, wow, I can take on the world now.
Because you ran into Paul O'Connell.
Yeah, but Chris, okay, you know the way those
but you didn't
idiots,
achieve anything to do this.
I like, got a photo.
No,
what,
but
what
like...
What have I always said to you? Chris, all I have to do is meet Paul O'Connell, get a photo, put it in a frame, give it to my mother, and then I'll never have to get married or give them grandchildren.
Yeah, but like...
Did I say that to you?
You didn't do anything to do this. Like, if you got a sports scholarship and met him as a result of that, I'd be like, well done. If you won an Olympic medal and he shook your hand at the ceremony or something, I'd say, well done.
Chris.
You ran into him.
No.
You bothered him.
It was more than that.
On a Saturday.
It was more than that. The planets aligned.
They must have.
They did. I was in a place that I never, ever would have been on a usual Saturday. Okay?
Yeah. Someone texted in to say, John and Cork texted in to say, Holy Mother of Jesus, what an anti-climax. Paul is great, but that's the equivalent of meeting one of ye two.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You know, someone recognised me over the weekend. In fact, two different people recognised me.
Oh, did they?
Me.
Oh, that's great.
I must have made their lives. Do you think now they're saying to people, and I met Chris Green off 2FM?
No.
They are.
No, they're not.
Are.
No, because...
I've changed their lives.
No, but your career and his career are two completely different things.
No, they're exactly the same. We are as good as each other. I've changed people's lives as well in that case. If this has done to you meeting Paul O'Connell, then good Lord. Not that there's anything wrong with him, by the way. He's cool. But Kira's going on like she earned this.
No, I'm not talking about earning it.
It's like you achieved something.
I did, though.
How?
For myself.
But you didn't achieve anything.
I had a dream and it came true. What can you not understand about that?
But that's not an achievement.
Forget it. It is an achievement to me, Chris.
No, but
it's
like...
It's important to me,
no,
Chris.
No, but achievement in
anyone
the
anyone that
sense...
listens to this goddamn show, Chris, knows that I've been banging on about him for about 7 years.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to look up the definition of achievement. Because, no, you'll get what I mean. Like, achievement is like...
Why are you
in
breaking it down into this?
Something... The process of achieving something. Something that has been achieved, especially by means of skill or perseverance.
Perseverance!
How?
Because...
Do you stalk him?
I didn't know. I don't stalk him.
Something that has been accomplished, especially by hard work, ability, or heroism. Did any of those things apply?
Well, I've been following his career for a very long time.
I hear.
I've been having heart attacks on the Irish rugby team where on the pitch, Chris.
Look. Now. Kira, well done, by the way.
No, forget it. You just
congratulations.
Ruined it. You ruined it. It's all right.
Congratulations. Chris and Kira. 2FM.